Cut, written by Mark Raab and read by Piers Wayner. The noise was awful, but reassuring at the same time. He stared at the dark screen and the reflection of his own bright red face. A ghost stared back, eyes wide with fear.
"Don't think about it, just don't think about it."
He stared at the photos, at the whole mess, anything but the monitor.
"What you can't see isn't there."
But it was there. Somewhere in the monitor, deep inside the black hole. The VCR made a soft grinding noise. He wanted to squeeze his eyes shut and wake up somewhere else, anywhere, anywhere but here. He was still crouched in front of his ghostly reflection in the monitors. Suddenly, Gabriel was overcome by the desperate desire to see something pleasant, or even just something different. As if it had a will of its own, his finger drifted towards the other monitors. Thud, thud, the upper two monitors flashed on. Two washed-out images crystallized, casting their steel-blue glimmer into the red light of the lab. One image showed the hall and the open cellar door. The stairs were swallowed up by darkness. The second image showed the kitchen. The kitchen and his parents. His father's voice rasped from the speaker. Gabriel's eyes widened. "No, please, no." His father shoved the kitchen table. The table legs scraped loudly across the floor. The noise carried through the ceiling and Gabriel winced. His father threw open a drawer, reached inside, and his hand re-emerged. Gabriel stared at the monitor in horror. Blinking, he wished he were blind, blind and deaf. But he wasn't. His eyes flooded with tears. The chemical smell of the lab combined with the vomit outside the door made him gag. He wished someone would come and hug him and talk it all away. But no one would come. He was alone. The realization hit him with a crushing blow. Someone had to do something. And now he was the only one who could do anything. What would Luke do? Quietly, he crept up the cellar stairs, his bare feet no longer able to feel the cold floor. The red room behind him glowed like hell.
If only he had a lightsaber.
And then, very suddenly, he thought of something much, much better than a saber.